to work informed with Larry Richard and John Shumway in the KDKA Morning News right now. News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Say 12 in News Radio 1020 KDKA. Larry Richard with John Shumway. John on vacation this week. Back on Monday, you may have seen our next guest on the sidelines of the Steelers talking to Hines Ward or Troy Polamalu, team neurosurgeon Dr. Joseph Maroon, with UPMC, a neurologist and world-renowned. And he also knows a lot about vitamins. Good morning, Dr. Maroon.
Good morning, Larry.
I recently saw, as many and millions of Americans did, new information on vitamin D, and I remembered that you had brought something to our attention not too long ago about vitamin D deficiencies, especially in African Americans. So I wanted to find out your thoughts on this latest research.
Well, I think the latest research is very positive in the sense that it reasserts the importance of calcium and also vitamin D in our diet. However, in other ways, Larry, I found it to be somewhat misleading, and other investigators have actually suggested that it was somewhat flawed and at the extreme unscientific.
Well, you know what happens to us, the general public, Doc, is, you know, it seems like every day, every other day, there's one of these reports comes out which is, you know, diametrically opposed or the exact opposite of what we just heard. You know, we've heard this with vitamin C, we've heard it with other vitamins, so we really are left out here going, what does this really mean to me?
Yeah, what they did, Larry, is they took close to 1,000 papers in the literature, reviewed them, and then basically said that the information about the health benefits often provided conflicting results, okay? Then they concluded with this sentence: with few exceptions, all North Americans are receiving enough calcium and vitamin D. With few exceptions. And then in the body of their report, they say, in quotes, however, some subgroups may be at increased risk of low vitamin D. Well, who are those subgroups? Number one, it's all those with dark skin pigmentation, Hispanics, African Americans, and others, that constitutes probably 80 to 90 million people in this country. Number two, it's those, in quotes, older adults. Well, there are about 73 million baby boomers now coming online. And then, in addition, those living in institutions. And I don't know the number of that, but it certainly is substantial. So in one hand, they say everybody in North America is receiving enough. Then they say, however, these groups, which constitutes close to one-third of the population, are at increased risk. Well, we know, Larry, that vitamin D is the sunshine vitamin, and when it strikes our skin, it activates certain compounds to make vitamin D, which is essential in bone health and development. We also know that there have been hundreds of very good scientific papers from Harvard, Hopkins, Yale, and other prestigious institutions, really in peer-reviewed journals like the New England Journal of Medicine, confirming an inverse relationship relative to various cancers, heart disease, vascular disease, diabetes, seasonal affective disorder, and multiple sclerosis. Now, it's recommended that individuals get at least 10 to 30 minutes of sunshine with exposed arms and legs 3 to 5 times a week to get enough vitamin D from the sun. Larry, how many people in Pittsburgh get that?
Yeah, that's a loaded question here.
How many get that between the months of November and March?
No, it's really probably a very, very small number.
It's a very small number. So if you don't do that, and you happen to be in one of these subgroups that is older or have dark skin, then you're at increased risk of being deficient or insufficient in vitamin D. And basically, they have set upper limits, saying that over 4,000 international units a day of vitamin D, you may start to get into problems. Well, if you look at the literature again, the complications from vitamin D occur when you get into the 100 and 200,000 units of vitamin D a day for somewhat prolonged periods. So, you know, overall, I think it reasserts the importance of vitamin D and calcium. But the conclusions that it comes with in their own paper, in my mind, are diametrically confusing.
Yeah, and what do you think the rest of us feel like?
Yeah.
So I mean, how do we sort through and find out what we need as an individual?
Well, the greatest thing about vitamin D, Larry, is that there's a blood test that, in my opinion, every individual who goes to their doctor and has blood drawn should have their vitamin D level measured. I did this in the last 200 patients I operated upon for brain and spinal problems and found approximately 50% of my patients of all ages were deficient or low in vitamin D. And it's such a simple thing. Vitamin D is one of the least expensive supplements. $30 a year, and you can get up to 5,000 units a day. And the quality is very good in places such as GNC and other health stores off the shelf. The quality is good. The prices are low. And you can measure your blood level and know where you are. So there's no confusion.
Great information, Doc, as always. Team neurosurgeon for your Steelers and, of course, UPMC's expert, Dr. Joseph Maroon. Thanks for your time, Doc.
Thank you, Larry.